Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says anyone who torpedoes a nuclear agreement between Tehran and the P5+1 group must be isolated, even if it's a U.S. Congress. He also says if Congress adopts further sanctions on Tehran, the Iranian parliament will retaliate by adopting a bill to increase the level of uranium enrichment.
We have an agreement, and that agreement has the prospect of reaching a comprehensive agreement. And if somebody comes and torpedo it, I believe it should be isolated by the international community, whether it's U.S. Congress or anybody else. And I believe now it's the time for the international community to stand firm against a process that will unravel an extremely important achievement. But a sanctions bill by the U.S. Congress will kill the joint plan of action that we adopted last year in Geneva. Now, the President of the United States has the power to veto it, but our parliament will have its counteraction. And in our constitution, the president doesn't have the power to veto a parliamentary decision. So it will be out of our hands. If the United States Congress were to adopt a legislation, our parliament will retaliate, sort of. It's up to our parliamentarians. They have threatened publicly that if the U.S. Congress were to adopt a legislation, they will adopt something requiring the government that if new sanctions were actually imposed on Iran, that we will increase our enrichment.
Now, Zarif emphasized that nuclear weapons do not have any positive impact on Iran's security. Rather, they are detrimental to the security of Iran and any other country. The Iranian foreign minister was speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos. He also touched on the ongoing problems in the Middle East. Zarif said they are not due to rivalries between Shias and Sunnis, but rather rooted in extremism. The Iranian diplomat stressed that a good number of extremists are coming from Western societies. He said support for them must be stopped in order to bring an end to extremism.